This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Going Global with me, Tasha Fasil. Every Friday, we take a look at entrepreneurs and businesses from around the world. And this week, we're looking at PTIX. PTIX first started out in Japan, but today they're in 26 countries. PTIX is a mobile app that connects event organizers with their participants. Whether it's a concert or a business conference, their mission is to make online registration and ticketing as affordable and transparent as possible. Emi Takamura, the co-founder of PTIX, explains how PTIX aims to reimagine the online ticketing experience for all.
PTIX is a ticketing platform for everyone and anyone. So with 5 minutes or so, you can create beautiful looking mobile optimized page and promote your events on social media, manage RSVPs, collect payments, and check people in using your mobile apps. You can do all that for free without having to go through different platforms and different processes. And we only charge small fees if you decide to collect a ticketing fee ahead of time using our payment gateways. And the good news is that when you collect fee in advance, you can actually get more people to show up. So on average, we've seen for the past 4.5 years that about 90% people show up if you collect fee in advance, whereas if you have a free event, you only get 50 or 60% people to show up. So you actually more than make up money for by charging fee ahead of time versus you manage free events and collect money at the door. And for attendees, we have a brand new app just released about a month ago. And we're providing a lot better recommendation and event discovery experiences for everyone so that you can pinpoint perfect events just for you. Like if you like makerspace, you can find maker meetups. Or if you like gourmet food, you can find food events. So we try to curate events and try to give you more personalized recommendations.
Okay. And this, where did PTIX first start off?
We started 4.5 years ago in Japan. And 2 years ago, we decided to go international after we received it's called Series A funding from a roster of international investors.
Okay. Was that always the intention to operate PTIX on a global scale?
Yes. We've always had a vision to make our technology accessible to everyone. And our big ambition was to go international. As our founding team, we're Japanese, but we come with international backgrounds.
And what's the story behind PTIX? What made you guys decide to step into this space, this online platform?
Very quick question. So four of us, we met at Amazon.com. And I used to manage books business, and our CEO used to manage different products. And we dealt with many people in creative industries. And we witnessed that the industry is changing from selling hardwares like CDs into offering more live experiences. And we wanted to make that technology accessible to everyone.
And at that point, what were the options that were available?
Yeah, so back then, contrary to people's imagination, Japan can be a very manually oriented country. So most events, especially the gigs, are managed by emails, SMS in some cases, and pen and paper kind of invitations. So we are trying to bring all that experiences to online so you can seamlessly manage the RSVPs. You have much better view of how many people are coming, what's your sales record. We provide a real-time analytics, so you know where people are coming from and what's your ticket sales and things like that.
Okay, so analytics for the organizers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Why did you decide to go into Malaysia then?
Yes, of course, Asia, you know, Southeast Asia is a growing market as a region, you know, of 600 million people. And when we were looking at Southeast Asia as an opportunity, our immediate first stop was Singapore. And when we started Singapore 2 years ago, we were always thinking about, okay, where else can we go next? And Malaysia came as a very natural next extension, partially because a lot of our organizers did have either roots or relations in Malaysia. So we were starting to get referrals and queries that, hey, how come you're not starting in Malaysia? So that types of customer, inbound customer queries are always really important for us to make a decision. And also that, you know, in terms of setting up entity, operating business-wise, it's quite business-friendly here compared to some other countries in Southeast Asia. So for us, it was a very natural next step.
Okay. PTIX, it's available in 26 countries. What's the process like every time you enter a new market? What sort of considerations do you make before you say, okay, let's go in there?
Yeah, so there's several factors that go in. First of all, of course, there has to be a vibrant event scene, or at least there's some seeding happening, right? So in terms of Kuala Lumpur and Malaysia, we felt that there's enough sort of entertainment and lifestyle event scenes or appetite for people to go to such events, as well as people's interest in sort of self-development. We don't focus on major concerts, events like Mariah Carey concerts kind of a thing.
Ticket for Heather.
Our main focus is really for independent event organizers up to about 3,000 to 5,000 type of audience. So it means that we need kind of more mature, sophisticated audience in urban areas that would like to go to more alternative events. So we look at that kind of, you know, vibrancy in the culture, as well as, you know, payment gateway. There has to be, we work with payment gateways. So if there is no infrastructure, we cannot go into the market. So we look at that sort of technical feasibility, as well as ease of running business or running entity.
Okay. Have there been any countries that haven't really worked out the way you expected?
Not yet. I must say that we do have a presence in the U.S. and running U.S. market is very, very different from running Japanese market or Singapore or Malaysia. So each market, we have unique set of challenges and opportunities. So we're always trying to tweak how to best go about approaching.
Emi Takamura, the co-founder of PTIX, a mobile application that works as a ticketing platform for independent events. Coming up, we'll talk about the challenges of running a mobile app in multiple markets. This is Going Global on BFM 89.9. Going Global on Enterprise, I'm Tasha Fusil, and I'm with Emi Takamura, the co-founder of PTIX. If you like exploring the many different events that our city has on offer, chances are you would have come across PTIX. They're a mobile app ticketing platform that aims to make online ticketing and event registration as seamless and as straightforward as possible. What are some of the features that make PTIX unique from its competitors? And are the features the same across the board for all countries?
Yeah, so we have a single platform for global markets. Two big differences is one is the language. So, of course, in Japan, we offer in Japanese language, and elsewhere, we offer in English, completely bilingual platform. And then also the payment gateway, as I mentioned before, each country has a unique requirement as for payment. So we do have a different payment gateway for each market. But besides that, it's a single platform. And the uniqueness of a platform is it's very accessible, We run a survey, and the consistent feedback we get is it's very easy to use, non-intimidating for, you know, non-geek type, right? And a lot of people actually in lifestyle or cultural event space, they're not tech savvy, yeah, per se. But you just follow a couple steps and you can actually create very nice looking event page customized just for you. So that's probably the biggest advantage that we offer. And secondly, our platform is completely free to use unless you decide to collect fee for tickets in advance. So our competing platforms, they either have a setup fee or payment processing fee at much higher rate. So like our Singapore competitors, they charge $700 just to set up, in some cases, an event. Whereas for us, you can create as many event pages as you like,
okay,
completely for free. And we only charge small fee only when you sell tickets.
And is that, you know, all these other competitors, do they impose those kind of really complicated setup processes because they want to control the quality of the events that come through? Or is it just...
Good question. So there are two different camps in terms of competing platform. One is more of a traditional ticketing platform for really large concerts and major events.
The Mariah Carey.
Yeah, Mariah Carey concert. Katy Perry. For those kind of companies, I think it's just a very different business model and different platform models that they've never built a platform for self-service. So ours is a self-service platform. Anybody came to PTIX.com, create pages. And we don't know when people come into a platform, create pages. We only see after the fact. Whereas the traditional platform, you actually have to exchange some information, and they are the one, the platform is the one creating pages for you. So you don't have any control in terms of touching the websites or making any tweaks and changes. So inherently, the cost involved to do that is much higher. So they have to charge those setup fees, right? In our case, it's self-service platform, and the competing products in that space, traditionally, they try to build their business models around charging a ticketing fee to the customer. So they have a higher fee, and we have a different business model of, we do have a very small ticketing fee, but on top of that, we are trying to add a different business model, such as matching sponsors to events, introducing more customers to the event organizers using our recommendation technologies and things like that.
Okay. What are sort of the obstacles and challenges that PTX have had to go through?
Yeah, sure. So the technology advances faster than adoption in many cases, right? So we do have two mobile apps, one for Android, one for iOS. But some people do not have access to neither. I mean, they don't have smartphones. So especially in Japan, where people still have feature phones, we would have to ask them to go to the website to print out tickets because they just cannot use our apps. So These kind of adoption curves is really the hardest to overcome.
Okay. Because you get I was looking through the app on the App Store, and, you know, you do get those sort of comments by people saying that, certain features are not working and you have these little kinks and bugs. How easy is it for you to address those issues, and how easy is it for you to communicate to these your users?
Sure. That's a very good question. Yeah. So we have a bi-weekly feature release cycle. So every 2 weeks, based on certain comments on bugs and things like that, in addition to the new features, we do the bug fixes. So of course, for some people, it's already after the fact of going to the event. But we have excellent customer support. We respond any queries within 24 hours, if not shorter. So we do try to save those customers from having difficulties attending event, and then we try to fix those issues every 2 weeks.
What sort of initiatives have you got to drive more people to create events on PTX, and number two, to create awareness to potential users that this ticketing platform does exist?
It's always a challenge. So we've grown with communities in each country we participate. We host event called Backstage Pass in Singapore and just started in Malaysia as well. We try to level up the game of all the event organizers by introducing either renowned speakers or people who've gone through, challenges of managing events or ideation or promoting. So we try to kind of grow with community. That's one way. And in Singapore, where we do have a decent sized presence now, we're trying to work with the media and partners now more, such that we can reach out to people that don't know us yet.
Okay. And what's in the pipeline? I mean, are there any plans for any radical expansions or any sort of future goal that you're working towards?
Yes, that's a question. I mean, we're always trying to grow to more markets, but we are actually really focused this year on improving our payment such that it's a lot easier for people to finish paying on a platform. And also for the mobile app, we are radically improving our discovery experience so the organizers can get more people to show up their events. So this year, we're trying to work on these kind of basic technologies that really improve the satisfaction of the organizers. And then next year and onward, we would like to expand to more markets.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Emi Takamura speaking to us about PTX. If you're keen to see how PTX works, it's available on both iPhone and Android. Just search PEATIX. Thanks for listening. This is Going Global on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.